Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.847, 13 before 9 o'clock. There was a heavy police presence at Poydras and St. Charles earlier. That has since been given the all clear. They don't know exactly what happened yet, if it was noises from a construction project going on or what, but there is no active shooter. All of that has been cleared up, and I know with social media, these things start flying around, so we're trying to clear the record as often as we can. Zach Strief joins us now, our friend, voice of the Saints, and former offensive lineman. Good morning, Zach.
Morning, Tommy. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, sir. Andrus Pete, some bad news. I guess that's been confirmed.
Yeah, I believe so. It looks like he fractured his arm, be out about 6 weeks with it. It's a shame. I think Andrus takes a lot of criticism because of things that happened early in his career, not because of how he's been playing recently. Mm-hmm. So it is a loss for the Saints. I think, the good news is I think we have two capable guys there. I think Nick Easton and Will Clapper are both very capable to step into that role. Certainly with a week of practice and a little better rapport maybe with Eric and with Teron, but certainly Andrus will be missed.
Along those lines, Teron, a left tackle. Here you're talking about a left guard. In terms of protecting the quarterback, big difference or not really?
Between left tackle and right tackle?
No, between tackle and guard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's substantially different. I mean, I think more than anything, it's a space issue. When you're playing tackle, you spend a lot more time out in space. You're usually away from your help a little bit further. Those guys are less restricted in terms of their alignment and how wide they get to rush you, and so they can create more space. And so that's why generally the athletes are a little bit different, a little bit longer outside, and inside a little bit more powerful. You have less time to get going, less time to create power, all those things. So there's a pretty big difference between the two.
Now, Easton's not been active, I don't think, for the last couple of games, has he?
I don't believe so. And listen, the teams are really handcuffed with the number of guys right. They can activate at 46. And so, they don't like going into games with seven offensive linemen. Quite honestly, it's a little bit risky, and you'd like to have your full allotment of guys, So with Will handling the jumbo tight end role and Patrick being the only true tackle that the Saints have on the bench, those guys have pretty much been necessitated to be up. They've wanted to bring Nick Easton up several times, and I've had a guy with an ankle where, hey, he's not 100%, let's bring up an extra receiver or an extra cornerback or something like that. And so I think that Nick will be ready to go and certainly be up. I don't know who they'll end up starting there, but I think Nick Easton's a great option as well.
Does that change a game plan for Sunday?
No, I don't think so. I think both of those guys are pretty plug and play. There's not as much that you do from a game plan perspective with a guard or a center down as there is with a tackle, where you can bring in to, play the nudges or the having presence outside. So, listen, I think both of those guys are very capable. I think both those guys will play well with a week of practice. It's a little understated sometimes how hard it is to prepare to do one thing all week long and then kind of be thrust into a completely different role. And certainly when you're thrust into a bad situation where you're not running the football and you're throwing every play, it's going to kind of exacerbate some of those issues. But I think both of those guys are very capable. I thought Will Clapp had an outstanding training camp this year. Obviously the Saints have thought so because they've had him up on game days working at the tight end position in jumbo sets. And I think Nick Easton's proven that he can do it. He can play in this league at a high level. So I think the Saints are actually in great shape with both those guys.
Thank you, Zach. Anything else?
Well, I don't think so. Tommy, you enjoying the change in weather?
I am, actually. I love it. You Northwestern guy, you must love it.
I love it. Listen, I walked around with a T-shirt yesterday. It just felt good to be a little chilly for a change.
Get you ready to hit somebody, doesn't it? Put the pads on.
No, absolutely not. You better watch out. You're my coworker now. I only hit coworkers. So
No. Thank you, Zach.
All right, buddy. Thanks,
have a good day. All right, Zach Street, voice of the Saints, former offensive lineman. So it's good to hear. Not about Andrus Peat, certainly, because he's going to be missed. He's a great talent, but at least it's not the tackle, it's the guard. 852.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.